We're going to play catch up at 10:30. First, we've got Anthony Gird, Anthony Bird, co-founder of Honest Chocolate on the line. We're going to talk about the cocoa crisis. The price is going through the roof. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to Cape Talk.
See, Anthony Gird, you got it right the first time.
Okay, somebody says, well, it's spelled Anthony Gird, pronounced like okay. Bird. I couldn't understand how a G becomes a B, but nonetheless.
No, that's funny.
We got you. Tell us, what is Honest Chocolate?
So we're a small chocolate-making company in Cape Town. When I say chocolate-making, it means we actually get the cocoa beans directly from source, and we transform that into chocolate, which is, I think there's only 3 or 4 companies in the country that do that. So it's different from a chocolatier who takes the finished chocolate and then creates truffles and stuff, which we also do. But first and foremost, a chocolate making company, and we source directly, ethically, organic cacao.
Yeah, and organically and ethically, et cetera, et cetera. Very important part of the equation. There's a lot of mischief. Maybe just briefly tell us about the mischief that has, kind of dominated in cocoa production.
Yeah, so mostly West Africa and Ivory Coast and Ghana, that's where sort of 60% of the world's cocoa comes from, but it's mostly used by very large corporations like Nestlé and Lindt and those companies. But I think what happens is there's also a history of, in the worst case, child labor and child trafficking across borders. And there's quite a lot of interesting documentaries, very sad documentaries you can watch, like The Dark Side of Chocolate. I recommend that one. Short documentaries. So labor practices are not monitored in that side. And then people just getting really poorly paid for their cocoa. Not a fair price.
Yeah, not really quid pro quo like so many of our other commodities and raw materials.
Yes.
On this continent, Anthony Gird represents, co-founder of Honest Chocolate, so it is ethically procured, and you want to look out for that particular brand. So apparently a price increase, a huge price increase that is impacting manufacturing or whatever, production.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's the market. I mean, I'm not really a fair with the commodity markets, but cocoa, like coffee and oil, is traded as a commodity, and the price has gone up. It's gone about fivefold in the last 3 years, basically because those two countries I mentioned, Ivory Coast and Ghana, have had really bad crops over the last 3 years, affected by the change in weather patterns and other things, and so basically a lack of supply. In the biggest producing areas, and then a huge demand and a surge in price. And I think a lot of traders and exchanges have made a lot of money from this as well, which is kind of sad because the farmers are actually not really gaining that much at their farm, you know.
You're saying recent harvests haven't really delivered the kind of normal yield. So when do we experience the challenge on the shop floor, on the shelves?
That's going to come soon, and it's going to hit differently, I think, in different types of chocolates. So if you're talking about your really sort of cheap chocolate with sort of sugar and milk powders, it doesn't really use a lot of cocoa anyway, so it will rise, but probably not significantly. But when you're talking about your darker chocolates with more cocoa content, that's going to rise significantly this year, and probably the following year as well, because the problem is that the crops, they don't foresee good harvest this year or next year either. Yeah. And that's why I think the guys trading in futures and stuff are betting that it's still going to get higher and higher.
But you're saying this is an anomaly to normal kind of cycles?
Yes, absolutely. This is unprecedented. I think it's like triple the price that the record was in the 70s or something. It's really,
what?
Really, really
wow.
High. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. But we actually get our cacao directly from a social enterprise in Tanzania, which is not affected by the weather patterns directly. But, of course, people are willing to pay, 5 times what they used to pay. So the prices where we get from are also going to go up shortly. So we're going to have to deal with that. Okay. And one way it's affected.
And what's that lag? What's that lag? When are we going to see it in terms of the prices on our shelves?
Soon, for South African chocolate makers and anybody importing their raw materials,
you're feeling
cocoa beans, they don't grow in South Africa. They only grow in equatorial
regions. Anthony, we got some time stress here. Somebody writes, two quick questions. Please ask your guests why I've just seen hydrochloric acid in the ingredients list of some of the high-end chocolates. Scary stuff, says Jenny and Obbs. Is that correct?
Wow, I've never seen that before. I would definitely phone the producer of that chocolate and see what's going on there. I've never heard of that before.
Somebody else says, I go to Honest Chocolate in Wales Street. I love the choc rooibos and lovely choc cake. I don't know. It was an Undertaker's premises previously. Stephen wants to know, where do I get it in Knysna?
Knysna, there is a shop or two there, but best to go to a website, honestchocolate.co.za. And then we've got a list of stockists. Yes, our cafe in Wales Street was an Undertaker's before. So Death by Chocolate is a thing.
Gotcha.
And lastly, if people want to learn more about chocolate making with a bean comes from, and actually look at the process of transforming bean into chocolate and actually making your own chocolate, we do workshops once a month.
Last question before we go to news. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No worries.
Logan from Edenvale, a really large amount of chocolate is used in tobacco cigarette manufacture. Is that also causing an effect? Is that even correct?
Wow, I've never heard of that either.
I remember chocolate cigarettes we used to get as kids.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's what he's talking about. I used to love those.
Okay, right. So, Logan, maybe you're going to have to check in on that information.
Yeah, please, Logan, please tell us, Logan.
But Anthony Gerd, co-founder of Honest Chocolate, we appreciate the heads up. Thank you very much. 10:32, nearly. Natalie Marchas with Eyewitness News Headlines.